church for worshiping God through music this morning. Now we get to worship God through His Word. Open your Bibles up to the book of Acts. Acts chapter number 4. Terry, did you have that video? No? Okay, that's no problem whatsoever. Acts chapter number 4.
I know some of you are thinking, good night, what is that? You'll find out in just a minute. Brother Terry, if you'll take the monitor down just a little bit. We just got the new sound system installed on Friday, so praise God for that. It works a whole lot better than it did. But this morning, we've sung about grace, we've sung about blessed assurance, we've sung about peace. And I'm hoping, and I've been praying, that that would prepare our hearts for surrender. That would prepare our hearts to say, God, I surrender to You. And when we ask God and tell God we want to surrender to Him, therefore it ought to cause us to surrender to other people also. But here's the caveat. Until we surrender to God, we can't surrender to everybody else. We must surrender to God. So here in Acts chapter number 4, we don't see the word surrender, but we see the concept and we see the precepts from it. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 23. We've already covered over this, so I just want to read it and highlight some of these things. It says, and being let go, remember they were arrested for preaching Christ, and being let go, they went their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of Thy servant David, and this is what You've said, God, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered against the Lord and against His Christ. For of a truth against Thy holy child Jesus, whom Thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, they were gathered together to do whatsoever Thy hand and Thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto Thy servants that all with all boldness they may speak Thy word. They simply said, God, look what You have done. We acknowledge who You are. Now we're begging You, God. We're surrendering to You that You would give us the boldness, You would give us the strength to preach Your word. God, we surrender. God, we can't preach Your word in our strength. God, we can't live our life in Your strength. We surrender everything to You. Now, brothers and sisters, it is very difficult. Matter of fact, it's impossible to surrender to God in our own strength. Many of you have done it many a time. You've come up to this altar here, other places, you've made an altar where you're sitting, and you give it to God and say, God, I'm giving it to You. And you pray and you earnestly tell God, God, it's Yours. And then what happens? When you're done praying and this amen is last said, what do? You pick it right back up and you take it back out the door with you. Oh, you have the right intentions and you have the right desire, but you unload it and then you say, well, God, You're too busy to take care of this, so I'm going to go ahead and take it with me. God, I know You've got a lot going on, that stuff in Puerto Rico and that stuff in California, and I know you know what, God, I'll just handle this one. You can have the others, I'll handle this one and I'll take it with me. Brothers and sisters, without absolute surrender, God cannot bless and use us the way He wants to use us. You have got to absolutely surrender everything to God. You notice they do not pray for God to protect them. They do not pray that God would enrich them. They do not pray for anything except for the boldness and the wisdom and the understanding to speak His word. They say, God, we surrender to You everything. Now, I got to thinking about this week. What does that look like? Well, I've got a few things to show you here in just a second that goes with this. Now look at verse number 32. When they did this, after the Holy Spirit shook the building, it says, and the multitude of them, that means the entirety of them that believed, they were of one heart and of one soul. And here's what their process was. Here's what their thought process. Here's what they did. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. When they surrendered to God, they then surrendered to each other. They then desired and said, you know what? It's not mine anymore. I'm letting it go. So I got to thinking, what does that look like? What does it look like to surrender? Well, here's an illustration of it, but some of us think, you know what, Brother Brian? That's way back when. They had a lot of things that we don't have now. We have a lot of things that they didn't have back then. And you don't know the impossibility of me surrendering. So I thought, okay, what do I need to surrender? How can I apply this to my life? So I began to pray and said, okay, God, what do I need to surrender? So I just gathered a few things to show you. In random order. This is my diploma. It says that I'm edumacated. Master's degree from Trinity Baptist College in Jacksonville, Florida. I can hang this on my wall and I can say, hey, look how smart I am. You need to respect me because I'm educated. You know what I need to do with this? I need to surrender it, lay it on the altar. Say, God, you take my education. I can use that education and peddle it into good job offers. And I can make lots of money. And many of you have much more education than I do. And you can take that education and you can peddle it and you can make it into where you're making millions of dollars. And your name is on Time and your name is on Newsweek and you're interviewed by all these people, George Stephanopoulos. And you become real famous because of your education. May I ask you this morning, who gave you the brains and understanding to get that education? Well, my teachers did. No. Teachers are good. I praise God for teachers. Who gave you the understanding? God did. So who deserves my education that I gained? Who deserves your understanding and your education, your degrees and your diplomas? God does. And until I completely surrender it to Him, until I've taken what He's given to me and give back to Him, I cannot be the man that I need to be. I need to give Him my education. What about you? Well, Brother Brian, I earned that thing. I put countless hours and thousands of dollars into that thing. All the sacrifices I made. And now you're telling me to give it to God? What's He going to do with it? Wow. He can do a lot with it. A whole lot more than I can. You know what this piece of paper is good for right here? Nothing but starting a fire. You know what the education He's given to me is good for? Being a minister and serving Jesus Christ with what He's given to me. Amen? Okay, this is the ooh and the ah moment. My precious family. God has gifted me with my precious family. We drive each other crazy sometimes. We got on each other's nerves sometimes. But I would give my life for these people. This is my family. This is who God has given to me. But you know what? It's awful hard to surrender them to God. Surrender means, God, they're yours, not mine. See, I want to be able to tell God how to raise my kids. I want to be able to tell God, God, this is what I want them to do. God, I want this one to be a doctor, and I want this one to be a famous ball player, and I want this one to be a piano concertist, and however you pronounce that. I want them to make lots of money to support their mom and dad when they get old. That's what I want, God. You know what God wants? For me to give them to Him and say, okay, God, you do what you want with them. I think of Abraham when he took Isaac to that altar. You remember? His only son, Isaac, it emphasizes in the Bible. He took Isaac and put him on that altar. And he says, okay, God, here he is. And then God says, take your knife and I want you to slay him. But God, if I kill him, then the promise that you made to me is gone. God, if he's dead, how can he have more kids? God just said, offer him to me. Surrender him to me. Now, parents, I know you feel like it sometimes, but do not take your kids out and try to put a knife in them. Don't do it. Now, come on, you're with me. He put him on the altar, and he was just about to do it, and God said, stop. There's the offering. There's the lamb. It hurts to put the kids on the altar. It's painful. It's scary. But look at it this way. I got to look at it. I'm not telling you I'm perfect at this. But here's the situation. God gave them to me. Don't you think He could take care of them too? A lot better than I can. Your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. But here's the next one. What about your spouse? Well, I gave them to God a long time ago and ain't done no good since. No. You need to surrender your relationship to God instead of doing it yourself. I mean surrender. That means totally give up your right to anything. That means, God, she's yours. Please. God, he's yours. You done messed him up. You got to fix him. Totally surrendering. But here's the thing. Until you're willing to do that, and you're willing to surrender to each other, you can't be what God wants you to be. But God, if I surrender to him, or I surrender to her, they're going to take advantage of me. They're going to walk all over me. They're going to do bad things to me. They're going to hurt me. God, I can't. If you surrender this way, you can surrender this way too. Because either God's in control or he's not. But God, if I surrender, they're going to take advantage of it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What are those things? The things you need. Surrender. Let me show you something else. Some of you are saying, well, Brother Brian, those are easy. I'm not old enough to have a family yet or a degree yet. What about the computer? It used to be, when we wanted to contact people, we'd have to use snail mail. Or, heaven forbid, actually pick up a telephone with a dial on it to communicate. Now we can use one of these and we can hide. Or in the deep, dark, secret places, we can get on the computer and look at things and get involved in things that shouldn't ought to be doing. And we spend more time punching one of these things than we do living our life for the Lord. Time to surrender this. Now, email's good, texting's good. Okay, I'm not saying they're wrong. But to be honest, 90% of how we use this is not right. Time to surrender our electronics, our devices. our electronic leashes. Time to surrender this. You ever notice you go to a restaurant and a couple's sitting there? They're not talking to each other. What are they doing? They're on this blooming thing. They're handy, but they're deadly too. How many marriages have been broken up because of Facebook? Time to surrender. This one's hard. In opposition. It's hard to surrender our position, isn't it? We've worked our way there. Blood, sweat, and tears. And whatever position you have. CEO, CFO, chief ditch digger, whatever you do. We think we can do it ourselves. It's time to surrender. And it's hard. Time to surrender it. Umbrella. Uh-oh. I'm getting ready to open one of the building. He's committed a sin. You know what this represents? Our comfort. How many of you like walking in the rain without an umbrella? A few of you crazy people do. But as soon as we hear a few little drops, we're looking for an umbrella. We're looking for our comfort. I'll close it so some of you stop freaking out. Brothers and sisters, we have people dying right now in this world because they're trying to serve Jesus Christ and they don't have the comforts we do. Our comforts oftentimes destroy our walk with God because we're not willing to give up what we think is what we need instead of what God has given to us and blessed us with. We need to surrender our comforts. That 56-inch television that's sitting in your living room that you spend watching hour after hour of college football, NFL football, or whatever you do, it seems to become more important than your family. The gigantic home that you have that you really don't need anymore, spending thousands of dollars and thousands of hours at work, the set of golf clubs sitting in your closet, the guns, you're messing with me now, Brother Brian. The guns sitting in that gun rack. Our comforts. We need to surrender them to God. I know I'm making some of you mad. That's okay. You know what this is? Checkbook. Well, that's old-fashioned, Brother Brian. I don't use checkbooks anymore. I don't have my plastic with me, otherwise I'd use that then. I need to surrender our checkbook. I'm not just talking about your tithe. You need to give your checkbook to God. Say, God, it's yours. You use it how you want to use it. But, Brother Brian, if I do that, if I give up that, oh, my God, I'm going to go broke. I'm not going to pay my bills. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33. What's that? We need to surrender our church. And by the way, it's not your church. It's not my church. It's either His or nothing at all. We have a diverse population at Victory Baptist. I love it. But this church is not mine. I'm a part of it. I need to surrender what I want and let Him have it. I see a lot of nodding heads this way. But you know what? Some of us in our hearts are doing this. How dare you tell me I got to surrender? I got to give in to that age group. Younger people, I got to give in to them older people because they're going to just... I got to give in to them younger because they're going to just... No. If He founded this church and He's the one that's keeping it going, don't you think He's going to want the one to make it thrive? Amen or oh me? I got a whole bunch more. Terry, this is no reflection on you. I love how you photograph things. This represents my leisure time. The time I spend doing what I please. Nothing wrong with that. That's good. But you know what? Oftentimes my leisure time leads me away from God and away from my family. If I'm spending more time enjoying my leisure and not spending time with my family or doing the things God has called me to do, guess what? Then it becomes my God. I need to surrender my leisure time. I can't read it anymore. You say, apparently you can't. My time. How many hours in a day do we all get? Anybody get any more than that? Anybody get any less than that? No. I need to surrender the time God has given to me, to Him. Rabbi, I thought you were going to preach His word. That's what I'm doing. Because go back to Acts. Let me show you something here. Here's the result of surrender. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses, they sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. And they laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according as he had, what's that last word? Need. When people surrendered to God, and they surrendered one to another, God provided what was needed. And then you can read in chapter number 5, you can read that Ananias and Sapphira decided to be deceitful. They decided to go ahead and get in on this, but they kept part of it back. See, they thought, oh, they saw the excitement. They said, oh, wow, look at that. But they didn't fully surrender. They partially surrendered so that they could be lifted up and praised. I could just see the two of them sneaking together and say, okay, tell you what, look at the excitement. Look at what Barnabas did. Man, we need to be like that. We can get our names in lights, and we can get our names put on a building, and we can... I'm not saying that's why these folks did. That's not what I'm saying. But we can get our name out there. So let's do this. Let's sell our land, and let's just keep part of it back. But let's tell everybody that we sold our land so they can praise us. So sure enough... But here's the problem. If you as a couple agree to lie to other people... That's a great indication that you as a couple lie to each other too. Sure enough, they had everybody fooled except for who? God. You know, Brother Brian, you've offered a lot up here. You've shown us a lot to offer. Are you telling me you've got all... No, I wish I could sit here and tell you that I've got all of these surrendered. If I did, I'd be a liar. And I'd be expecting lightning to come down and get me too. But I want and I desire to surrender these things to God. And I'm not asking you to take every one of these or what God spoke. I'm asking you to be willing to surrender and to surrender what God shows you. It may be totally different for me than it is for you. But I'm telling you this. Don't be fake with it. I'm going to come down and I'm going to lay all on the altar, Brother Brian, and people are going to surround you and boo, and they're going to cry and they're going to hug your neck. Oh, you're so good. Praise. And then you're going to get up and walk out and you're going to be a stinking liar. And God has a way of dealing with stinking liars. Amen? What does he do to Ananias and Sapphira? God don't play. I know that's not right English. English teachers, please forgive me. But God don't play. Surrender. See, Brother Brian, what do I surrender? Get with God, ask Him, God, what do I surrender? He'll be glad to show you if you'll seek Him with your whole heart. As a closing this morning, it's already 12 o'clock. Can you believe it? As a closing, I want to share a video with you. And then we'll have our time of invitation. Brother Terry?
Here I am.
Brother Brian, what if you surrender to God, let Him take care of it? He loves you. He doesn't intend ill. He doesn't intend pain and struggle that's going to take you away from Him. He wants you to surrender your life so that you grow closer to Him. Surrender this morning. I don't know where to start. Old-fashioned altar. Maybe where you're sitting. And say, oh God, help me to surrender. And you fill in the blank. Let Him fill it in. It all belongs to Him. Let's give it back to Him. And what I surrender may not be the same you do. But I promise you this. Whatever you surrender, He will use for His honor and glory. Let's surrender today as He draws and as He sees fit. Let's all stand together. What is it this morning? What's He drawing you to? It's between you and Him. Won't you respond to Him this morning? Heavenly Father, You know our hearts. It's a struggle to surrender, God, because we're human beings and we so desperately want what we want. Oh, Father, forgive us for trying to do it on our own. Forgive me for not surrendering. I want to surrender this morning, Father, what You have given to me. I pray for my brothers and sisters in this very room right now. I know the struggle. And I'm asking You, Father, that we would surrender and that You would take what we give and use it for Your honor and glory. Please, God, You do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed as Miss Gail continues to play. I'm going to invite you to come right now. Maybe it's couples you need to come. Maybe it's the whole family you need to come. But I'm inviting you right now. Won't you come right now to the altar, and won't you come and just surrender to God this morning?